This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris will address the Democratic National Convention as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate Wednesday night. Harris will make her most significant national political address after serving for years as a prosecutor in the western state of California before winning a Senate seat in 2016. Harris is expected to aggressively press the case against Republican President Donald Trump's re-election. Harris makes history as the first Black woman and South Asian American on a major presidential ticket. Former President Barack Obama, the country's first Black president, will also speak during the third night of the party's convention. He accuses President Trump of never showing, quote, interest in taking the job seriously, end quote, according to excerpts of his speech. At a news conference Wednesday afternoon, President Trump fired back angrily at his predecessor. Mr. Trump says he went to Washington to clean up after the Obama-Biden administration.
President Obama did not do a good job, and the reason I'm here is because of President Obama and Joe Biden. Because if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here. And probably if they did a good job, I wouldn't have even run. I would have been very happy. I enjoyed my previous life very much.
Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. Jared Kushner, the senior advisor to President Trump, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he's reelected in November. In an interview for VOA, Kushner, the president's son-in-law, appealed to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to engage with Washington, saying it's time for the region